This is James of Cinerama. How may I help you?
Hi, James. Is Greg there?
No, sir. He actually just stepped out for a survey. Can I help you with something?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you expect him to be back in the office later on today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, does he happen to have an email? I can send him a quick note.
Yeah. His email is gbardis at
Cinerama-dallas.com. Cinerama dash what? I'm sorry?
-dallas.com.
Oh, dallas.com. All right. Well, perhaps you can point me the right way. Is there like an office manager or like a controller I can speak with?
Speak.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. What was your name?
James.
Hi, James. This is Danny. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. And yeah, I was actually trying to follow up on some finance offers we sent out to the business. It looks like it's based on some financing the company did back in 2014. It might have been through OnDeck. And yeah, so basically, based off that, we have the business pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital. Looks like up to 250K. So I just wanted to check back with you and see what you had in the pipeline or anything coming up that needs some financing.
No, we were thinking about buying a printer, but we changed our mind. So at the moment,
oh really?
Yeah.
Why'd you guys change your mind? You just
we fixed what we had wrong with this one. It was a kind of a just in case moment.
Oh, okay. Are this pretty maintenance intensive? Like.
If you don't take care of them, they are, but we take care of ours. And it was just an issue that it's an older machine, and someone couldn't figure it out, but we ended up getting it taken care of, so we got all squared away.
Okay, that's great. So you guys kind of just held off for a little bit?
Yeah.
Great. And what type of machine was it?
It's a printer.
Oh, it's a printer. Okay.
Yeah.
And what are, like, the lifespan on those types of machines? Is it typically...
As long as you take care of them, it's really more of it's like a phones. They always come out with a newer and better model. That's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
They'll go as long as you take care of them, but there's always something better coming out.
Exactly, right? Like cars and everything. Yeah, I was actually talking to one guy. He said he was trying to get it's like a Zund machine, I guess, or is a digital cutter. I'm not really sure. Are you familiar with those or?
I've got a router, but I don't really know what that is.
Yeah, it was like a digital cutter. He said it takes out, like, he was trying to say it was like the future, so I'm not sure. I'm not really know a lot about the sign business, but it was, I guess it made it easier to make cleaner cuts, and it kind of takes, like, the employee aspect out of it, as far as there's a lot of signs you got to kind of touch up after you're done. Is that, deal with that?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
It really, it's all about how you handle the sign to begin with.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. All right, well, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, touch base with you. I mean, we do equipment finance and working capital as well. Have you guys ever had to use working capital in the past, or are you familiar with those type of programs?
I'm not sure if we've used them in the past. I haven't been here that long.
Yeah, but we're it's kind of like a line of credit. We're generally able to free up 10 to 15% of top-line revenue as unsecured cash, and a lot of companies use it to take advantage of you know, discounts on materials or inventory, things of that sort, all the way up to marketing or like payroll even. It's unsecured, so you can use it how you see fit for the business. So like just a ballpark figure, what were sales like last year for you guys, if you know that?
Probably around 500,000 or 600,000 or so.
500,000 or 600,000. Okay. Well, just off that, like, we could probably get you around, you know, like $50,000. Is there anything you guys could do with that money?
No, and I'd have to talk to Greg about getting into that. But right now, I think we're okay.
Right now, okay. All right. Well, if you don't mind, can I send you some information, or is it better just to send Greg that information?
Just send Greg the information.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time. And when's a good time to kind of catch him? Is he just in on the mornings, or?
He pops in and out. It's usually after about 1 is the best time to get a hold of him.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.